guys, welcome back to the Daily Dose of Lexi podcast. I am Lexi, your host, and today I wanted to talk to you guys about, I want to clarify my co-parenting journey and everything in it in the most respectful way. So when I gave birth to my son, me and my son's father were not together. We had made the choice to go our separate ways. I'm not going to hash all that out at all. I had my son in June, and at that point we needed to work out some things. There were some feelings, there were some hurt things that I had said, he had said. We had both, you know, crossed some lines and said some things that were hurtful, so we needed to work through that. And then, from there, basically, in regards to our co-parenting, we do communicate. It is civil, it is very minimal. It's strictly about Joshua. Like, that is what we communicate about, and that is it. For the most part, for the record, we do not have like an actual court document. The way me and his parents co-parent is a little bit similar to what we would legally be doing regardless of the piece of paper. And I will not speak about any sort of like financial anything when it comes to that, because that is just a boundary that I'm willing to have. So me and him, for the most part, are civil. We're civil. We're friendly. We can be in the same room. Other than that, like, we're not best friends. We're not spending time with each other. And we have very, very minimal communication. Most of my co-parenting is done with his other grandparents. That is just the way we do things. That is just the way things are. And we are going, and that is just it. So this is like the clarification episode, which is going to be short because I don't want to draw onto it. The reason why I feel the need to do this is because there are certain people that feel the need to say things, that live near me and claim to know things that they don't know. So I'm just clarifying. There's no hate in my heart for him. There's no arguments. There's no nothing. I don't know why everyone feels the need to say that. People have assumed that there is a court document. There is not. We co-parent very civilly, and I mostly do it with grandparents, and that's just the co-parenting situation. So I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, but I felt the need to come on here and make a short episode clarifying that, and I will see you all in the next episode.